to the Dare to Believe podcast. I'm here with Brittany Wagner. How are you, Brittany?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. We just want to chat with you all a little bit about a ministry that happens at Dare to Believe Ministries. At the time of this recording, Dare to Believe is about 15 years old, and we've been doing worship nights all along. Yeah. You've been coming to Dare to Believe for several years,
many years. Yes.
But worship night is something that we set in place early on because we as a people know that it's important to worship together. And it's taken several different forms over the years. But what worship is really who we are. It's living a life of worship. So there's ways to worship that are just submitting yourself to the Lord. There is gathering together with other believers and being in a form of worship where someone else is leading worship and you're entering in with them. And then there's a way of worship where you are part of the worship. And over the years, what we've realized is as an equipping center, which is Dare to Believe is an equipping ministry, an equipping hub, mm-hmm. that one of the things we are equipping people to do, because we're learning more all the time, is how to engage in worship at a deeper level.
Yeah.
So this last year, we had some team members from Streams Ministries who came and kind of stretched us in trying to do more with worship. And that was really fun.
And stretch is a good word, but they brought in a lot of creativity into the worship, which was a new experience for us and a lot of fun.
Yeah, with the goal being that if we are a creative people and we're created in the image of a creative God, the God who created everything out of nothing, if we're created in his image, then Christians should be the most colorful, most creative, most ingenious people on earth. And honestly, sometimes when you go into Christian environments, it doesn't feel very creative. Not because people don't want to be creative, but we haven't had the freedom to create for one reason or another. Usually it's cultural. It shuts us down. And so we are intentionally wanting to step out and be more creative in the way we worship.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as humans, we just get comfortable. We get sort of in our patterns, and we get familiar with some of these things in the way that it's always been done, and this is how we do it. But it's been fun to kind of break the mold a little bit and just experiment a little bit with a new way to do worship.
So what was the biggest stretch for you, Brittany, when we started doing a little bit different stuff?
Yeah, I think for me, I the word I would put to it is play, because a lot of it, because it is so creative, I just think of it's almost like being like a little kid and just being able to play and go where the Lord leads, you know, move the way you feel led to move and just not be so concerned with how it looks or if the movement is right and just all those things that we think about as adults that kids don't ever worry about.
Yeah. Yeah. And as we're learning, we do things a little awkwardly. And so one of the things that we decided to do is not to televise our worship nights anymore because of that reason. We want people to feel like they can pick up something and do something they haven't tried before. So what we do in the worship time is we invite people to be more participatory and more of a worship, part of the worship team. If you're in the room, you're part of the worship team. And we have a worship person who leads us in worship, one, two, maybe sometimes three people. We love to have a percussionist because having a beat is important. Mm-hmm. And then we invite people to participate in the percussion, like with shakers or with wood sticks or even with plastic bins with drumsticks. We invite them to participate in all that mm-hmm. and to be part of that. We have silks and flags because we want to encourage people to step in and experiment with movement and with creativity. And now it's one thing to have some trained dancers doing that. We're not asking people to be trained dancers because you've taken a silk and you've done things, and I've taken a silk, and it's awkward and it's stretching, but we also participate in the movement of the presence of the Lord when we're moving a silk flag or we're adding to the worship. It says something, it is a visual part of the worship that engages people even a little bit more.
Yeah, it really, I mean, I love the way that you said visual because it almost, it like adds color to the worship because you've got the silks going, you've got, you know, a beat going, you've got just different components to the worship that are things that people are doing as they feel led. So the beat might not be fully on, or the silk might not be moving in a certain way, but it's moving with the Lord. And so you can just see how much that's impacting the room and just shifting the atmosphere, really.
Mm-hmm. And we also invite people to paint, and we just put out watercolors. Not everybody's a watercolor artist, but that experimenting again with painting and with doing trying to paint something that you're seeing or you're feeling or expressing somehow through painting.
Yeah.
And so as we do all that, we invite people to participate, and it is a balance. We don't put pressure on people. If people choose to just stay in their seat and worship from there, that is fine. But we strongly encourage people to get engaged.
Yes, yes. There's sort of a release that happens when you're able to get engaged like that, because you let go of some of those hindrances of it has to look this way, or, you know, controlled movement. It's free flow, and you get to just move in the way that you feel led to move.
Mm-hmm. And I think the way I would describe it is the Lord is making us learn to be more comfortable with being uncomfortable. Mm. That he brings us to a place that's a little uncomfortable for us, but he doesn't push us so far out of our comfort zone that we can't worship him with ourselves. So stretching us without letting us hide, but not taking us so far that we don't enjoy the process. So it's worship can be fun. Worship can be enjoyable.
Yes, and creative.
Yeah, and in scripture we look at John 4, where Jesus is talking to the Samaritan woman, and they're talking about worship. And he says, believe in me. I mean, he says, okay, I'm the Messiah. They get to that point in their conversation. He says, believe in me. A time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. She didn't understand what he's talking about. So he says, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For there are the kinds of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Mm. And so we're pressing in to find out a deeper definition of what does it mean to worship in spirit and truth. We have the Word of God involved as well. People are sharing scriptures as they are prompted to. We have leaders who our people come to and share scriptures. We sing prophetically. We sing with words on the screen. We do all of the above. Mm-hmm. And then along with having our, in the main room worship, we also have, because we are Dare to Believe and because we believe in these things, we have ministry rooms. So you want to tell them about the ministry rooms, Brittany?
Yes, yes. So when you come to worship night, they're offered in person. And what we offer is prayer for physical healing. If you have some sort of ailment or something that you want prayer for, we're happy to do that. We also offer biblical dream interpretations. We've got dream interpreters in our rooms that are able to help walk you through a dream and interpret it. And then we also do prophecy. So if you need a word of encouragement or just kind of want to hear a fresh word from the Lord, we love to give those words to people as well as a part of our ministry rooms.
So if you come to our worship night, we only do them in person again. We're not televising them. So you'll need to come to our ministry center in Burnsville, and we welcome you. And when you get into the ministry room or the worship room, you will be given a ticket to receive prophetic ministry or healing prayer or have a dream interpreted biblically. So mm-hmm. we encourage people to come and to grow and to stretch and to learn and just to have fun worshiping the Lord together.
Yeah, and just experience a new way to worship. So we invite you in, and we hope you're able to join us.
Mm-hmm. So again, this is Brittany Wagner and Christy Greener with Dare to Believe Ministries. You can find us on dtbmn.org, and we are looking forward to having you join us for worship night when you're ready.